The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
It's an old saying that when you rub a lamp, a genie pops out. And if you visit genienose.com, you might learn a thing or two. But my question is what does Genie know?
Well, Genie knows that there's room for more on the landscape than the three big search entities. And so our main thing is that we don't, and we have never, tried to come head on. We've been behind the scenes doing some pretty neat research over the last 2 years. And today at our booth, if you rub our lamp, we'll have a nice alpha product come up. And that alpha product is one in which looks at the search by way of three niches, three verticals. I'm backing off, and you're putting it there. And it's okay. And the three niches are, one is if you're in the business of finance, you know, you want to do a search, we've crawled the web for everything that pertains to you. If you're in the business of health, which is huge for the pharmaceutical companies, the same thing happens. And then again, for all of our friends in the gaming vertical, because we're in Canada and we're able to serve those results, we've really gone ahead and done a rather good job for them. So what you're going to find are all the organic listings, because we now have our own crawler. Very pleased about that. And we have devised a patent pending, which is nice to be able to say, ranking system. And that's the kind of thing that we're looking to set us apart. We want to look at the end user. Up to now, we've been strictly a B2B, a pay-for-performance search engine. But we've been around and doing our research, and we want to look at the end user and how can we make things better for you. I mean, search now is not even, it's not second to email. Search is number one. But everything, you know, they said in the 1800s, close the patent office. Everything that has been created has been done. That's obviously, it wasn't so, and it isn't so with that will remain nameless, but the big guys. And we're able to look at things a little differently. And so we hope that's going to be what's going to set us apart.
Now, when you say pay per performance, could you break that down for me?
Well, pay per performance is strictly, if you're an advertiser and you come to any of the pay-for-performance search engines, ours being one, you pay only for those ads that are clicked on by you. In other words, it looks much like an organic search engine. You'll get a set of 10, 20 results, but they're all paid. So none of them are organic listings. In our new engine, what you'll get is a string of organic listings, which means we've gone out and crawled the web. And then off to the right of that, you'll get those paid listings. But they'll be clearly labeled sponsored listings. So it gives you the choice. You know, do you want to click? And I mean, if you've gone to the web to buy something, well, obviously, you're looking for paid listings because you want to, you're at that point. It's the best point to get you. You're making a decision to buy something. So you can clearly see the sponsored listings, and those would be the products.
You carry two of the titles for Genie Knows. President and CEO, could you walk me through a typical day, Barbara?
A typical day? Well, I carry president and CEO, but as you can see, I'm not a 20-some or 30-some-year-old tech.
Yeah, you're 29.
I'm 29 and at about almost 30 years, and then you're just about in that ballpark. I'm rather proud of my age, so a fresh outlook for a woman, but a typical day for me, I don't know if you know, this is primarily a family business now. No, that's why I started like that. It's my son, it's my husband, my daughter-in-law, and my son-in-law. And at home, we have 30 employees. We're starting to grow, and up 10 of those. I have some more family in the shop at home. That's why we're comfortable when we're out here. So my typical day is I'd say more like a 14-hour business day, basically, but we're always together. 7 days a week. The odd thing about it is even when we're not at work, we're at home having Sunday dinner. But so a typical day for me starts out around 5:30 in the morning. John and I hit our exercise room in the house, and then he hits the sauna, and we basically try to, we have offices at home, so we start in the office around 7, just getting our head clear as to what the day's going to look like. Head to the office to make sure everything's on track for about 9, and we're generally there for about 7. I wear a couple of hats besides CEO and president of Genie Knows. I'm also the honorary consul general for the island of Barbados, for Nova Scotia. So any trade that comes in and out of Nova Scotia and Barbados goes through me. I'm also the past chairperson of the Black Business Initiative for Atlantic provinces, which means that we foster and provide funding and education for small businesses in the province. And the model has taken off so that we now have international summits. We've had them, actually. We have a 10th summit coming up. So my typical day. And then in between that, for my spare time, I have 2 wonderful grandchildren. We can show you the movie of them skating if you want. When they're not at the office, they're at our house. And so it's I feel I'm pretty privileged to have a well-rounded life. We're running the company to grow the company. I've done it since the company started in 99, mainly in a research mode. They thought they'd get some. My husband started the company. He's a psychologist. They thought everyone else had jumped on the VC wagon. Why not them? It wasn't something that I was interested in at that point in time. I have an MBA in international marketing, so I had my own consulting firm, which did just that, took companies to target markets, and my target was Asia. So by 2001, I came on and started to find a revenue source for the company. It's a different company, so I'm not out there looking for the big VC money. We've grown it. It's a family business. We are going to grow. We are going to expand. We're now in 16 countries. We're one of the only, I think I can say we're the only Tier 2 engine that has what we call a global feed. Everything you see at Genie Knows is developed at Genie Knows. It's all our own technology, all our own tools. And one of the things we developed for a client was a global feed whereby we could monetize traffic for you if you had more than North American traffic. And the first thing feeds that we worked on was, of course, the UK. My son-in-law is from the UK. And then Europe. So we now can monetize traffic for you in the UK, Norway, Denmark, France, Spain, Germany, Taiwan, Korea, Japan, Brazil, Hong Kong, and soon to be China. We've attended EdTech in China, and we're working on some deals there. So, we're pretty comfortable with what we're doing. And for us, I think, I always tell them, don't get too excited. We're just toddlers, and we're just beginning to get some traction here. So it's an exciting time for us at Genie Knows.
How would you position Genie Knows against, let's say, you position yourselves as a Tier 2. How would you position yourselves against a Google or a Yahoo? What would make a user want to come to Genie Knows?
To be quite honest, up until right now, when we're bringing out our new products, a user wouldn't make any sense for a user to come to Genie Knows. Our distribution is where our revenue came from. We looked upon ourselves initially as what I call a search aggregator, and we have a large downstream distribution of publishers who actually house our technology. So you could go to numerous small search engines, and the technology that you're seeing, even if we haven't got our name there, it's ours. So that's how we made our initial revenues. They drive the traffic through to us, and we drive it up to the Googles and the Yahoos and the bigger engines and do a revenue split. So that's what we were doing until we developed our own PPC. So now we do have advertisers who come directly to us, but still not end users. Makes no sense. If you went, the first thing you would say if you did a search at Genie Knows as it stands there, you would say, well, I put my name in and it didn't come up, so what's going on here? Well, it's a product-based search engine whereby all the results are paid for. So unless you're paying for your name to come up, it's not going to come up. However, with our new products, they're organic crawlers, and whatever we tell them to crawl for, that's what will come up. We still haven't asked them to crawl for you. But what I have asked them to crawl for, as I told you, is everything in those three verticals. And our biggest coup is going to happen next month. We've been working for 2 years. We have our own in-house research department, as well as we fund research to 5 universities in Canada, and have been doing that for 4 years. So we've been pretty quiet. You know, I don't like to talk about, oh, this is coming and this is coming. I'd rather say this is here. So although we've known what we've been trying to do, nobody has known about it. But next month at Kelsey, drilling down on local search, we expose our local search platform. Full-blown, organic, algorithmic results combined with Yellow Page results, or Axiom, not Yellow Page, it's Axiom directory results. But you would recognize them as Yellow Page portfolio. So what that means for us, I think, is now it makes good sense for you to come to us, which is why you're interviewing me today. I want people, excuse me, I want people to know about it.
Wait, say it again. Say, this is why you're interviewing me today.
This is why you're interviewing me today, because I want people to know about Genie Knows. After next month, it makes good sense for you to come to our engine. Perfect sense, especially if you're looking for local results. You're going to find none better anywhere. Out of 900 white papers sent to the WWW 2006 in Scotland, ours on local search, our geographic crawler, was accepted to be presented. So there were 70 accepted, and ours was one of them. So we're really excited about that. So you're going to see great things from Genie Knows. And, you know, we've gone through the long haul. We've gone through the crash. But since we weren't out there getting VC money, it didn't matter. We're all self-funded, and we know how to hang in there.
Well, speaking as someone who has a very small family, like just myself and my fiance, I wish you every bit of luck in working with family members.
Oh, you know what? You're not married yet. This has probably been, I've had other careers, obviously. This has been the best experience of my life. Always very, very close with all of our children, and luckily for us, they married wonderful people, because I mean, we don't have much say in that, but this has been the best experience for all of us. I think if you speak to anyone at the company, they will attest to that. And we try to treat everyone that comes to us in the same fashion, and that's how we don't lose staff. I mean, not at all, because we just treat them like family. We treat them with the utmost respect. Pull the leash tight on all of them, including my husband when necessary. It's my job to drive the business. They all recognize it. They all respect it, and no problem. But how it works is that everyone has their area of expertise. I haven't taken them and put them in jobs because their last name is Manning. They're in the jobs that they were trained to do, that they studied to do, and we don't cross the lines. If you were coming to me about a marketing thing, I wouldn't even speak to you. I'd say, hi, great, but that's who you speak to. And we do that throughout the company, whether it's family or whether you're my chief tech or whether you're the second in command, and we don't cross lines, but we reward everyone. We do across-the-board profit sharing. In fact, I haven't received my bonus last year because the employees got theirs first. So, that's the way we run the company, and so if you're thinking about a family business, I can't say. I'm sure there aren't too many family businesses in this industry, but it's worked beautifully for us. They even use us as a paradigm as to how it should be done back home. We're always under the microscope in Halifax. Bit of an anomaly, you know, a 57 African Canadian non-tech running an IT company.
Well, I'll definitely be looking forward to the local search product. I know that's something I've generating a little bit of interest in myself.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Chris.
The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.